שלום לכם, סוויליס פרנז, אישי שביס פסקוס פרמר את שיחיו, סחוס חי חפי ובאס מיכל בספנסי, אבסור שחו לישראל, ובדינים על סיריז ושיר מן אורחיים מנקלי חמדה, and we'll be discussing in אורחיים הקדש. This is on page 130 in the Klichem, the Parshas Vayechi. Pasuk says, Va'atem shechashavtem alai ro'al, kim chashav alai toiva. That Yosef says to his brothers, you thought negatively, you thought to do bad, but Hashem thought for good, everything all worked out in the end. So the Orachaim HaKadosh says that this is like someone tries to feed his friend poison, and he ends up giving him a good cup of wine. So he's not mischayv at all, even Medinei Shemaim. So to the brothers, weren't mischayv at all, because in the end, nothing bad happened. But it's very, very difficult to understand, because we see in the Gemara Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel that somebody who intends to eat Besar Chazir and ends up eating Besar Tfle needs Kapar and Slicha. So here they had bad intentions. So you need Kapar and Slicha for your bad intentions? So how did the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say that you don't need kapara, even b'dinei shamayim? And if you look there in the sugi, you see the sugi makes its richus, so that there's a place to say that you need even more kapara than somebody who ate chelev b'cheskos shuman, and it turns out that he ate chelev because this person intended to do Isser. The person who ate Chelev didn't intend to do Isser. He intended to eat Shuma. But this person who intended to eat Besar Chazir and ended up eating Besar Tfle intended to do Isser. So how does the Orachaim HaKadosh say that you don't need Kapara at all in Medina Shemayim? From the Sugya we see that there's no Nafkamina from somebody who eats Chelev B'Shogeg, where the Maisa was Isser and the Machshava was Heter, and here where the Maisa was Heter and the Machshava was Isser. So both are wrong. So l'chora would appear there's an afkamina ben zeh l'zeh, because the Torah was not mechayev a karbon when a person has kavanas isser, since the maisa was heter. When the maisa was isser, even though the machshava was heter, a person's chayev a karbon, but it's not arrived from this, because we can say the reason the Torah was mechayev a karbon is because he didn't do a maisa isser. Zeres hakatsu, you need a maisa isser. And here he didn't have a maisa isser, but he had a bad machshava. Maybe it's even worse, because he had a bad machshava. He's miskavi mavur isser. You know the Maisa was had there. And we see in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev Makas Mardus. When a woman was Nederes Benazir and she didn't know that her husband was made for the Neder, was made for the Naziris, so she's Chayev Makas Mardus, and so Paskins the Rambam. And Hilchus Nedarim. So she's Miskavenis L'Isser. So even Bedine Adam is an she's Makas Mardus if you have Kavanis Isser. So here the brothers had kavanas isser. For kavanas isser, vaday needs a kapara. How can the Rachaim say there's no kapara necessary? Even b'shas ma'isa was had there, it doesn't matter. She thought she was doing isser, this nazira, so she needs kapara. She gets makas maridus kod Rav Yochanan, so paskins the Rambam. And so to the brothers, they had kavanas isser, even though in the end it was had there, nothing bad happened, but still. They had kavanas isser. And certainly if someone was noider v'isser, noider, and they were over on the neder, and then they went to the shechachim to be shoel, they should certainly get makas maridus, because b'shas ma'isa they were over before. There's machshava and ma'isa. In the Tosefta and Paragimel of Nazir, we see that the machokas tanakam Rebbe Yehuda, someone who was noider v'nazir, and they were shasiyah, and they were tam l'mesim, and afterwards they went to the chacham was matir. So Rebbe Yehuda holds that you get far 40 malchus. Tanakama holds not. So the Chiddush Arim and Choshe Mishpat Siman Lamedal Tzivkot Zayin brings the Tosefta and he's buying the poskim that didn't bring it to Halacha. How come they don't bring the Halacha that you get 40 Malkus if afterwards you're shoal on the Neder that you were over on? So he says, maybe because we pass like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you get Malkus Arbayim. Tanakama says you don't. And that's how the Rambam passes. But l'chora, it's a tmi on the chiddush arim for saying such a thing. Because what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you intend to do isser, even if it's not an isser in the end, because it turns out that the woman's husband was made for the neder, it's still an aver, and that's where the Rambam paskins, the Rambam taka paskins, that if you if the if the If the, the husband was made for the neder, so she gets makas mardis that she didn't know. She didn't know the husband revoked the naziris, and he did. You get makas mardis. So here also, the Maimam should have paskin that if you're over on the naziris and then you go to the chacham and he does his matirit, did you get makas mardis? So it's a kol shekein. If in the case of the Mishnah where the person wasn't over an iser, they get makas mardis. Certainly, when one odds over b'shas ma'isin iser. However, if you think about it, it's really a kash in the Rambam, because the Rambam in the Darim, Hilchos Nedarim paskins, that you get makas mardis, because she has kavana le'iser. In other words, in a case where she didn't know that her husband revoked her nazirus or her vow, and she was over in the vow, she gets makas mardis. But in Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam paskins stama that a person's over in a Shavua, and then they do she'ela on the Shavua, patur min hamalkus. So how can that be? You should get makas mardis like the Tosefta. And how is this less than the case of the person who wasn't even over the Yisr, and the woman wasn't even over the Yisr? She gets makas mardis because she thought she was. Here the person Mishas Maisa was over an Yisr. So it's a steer in the Rambam. So how can you say that the right in the end, the person was okay than Aziris Lamafreya. But Bishas Maisa, they were over. And they thought they were over. They had Machshava and Maisa. Certainly you should get Makas Mardis. The Ram only paskins the Makas Mardis when there was no Issa. There was only a bad Machshava. Where she thought she was in Aziris and she wasn't, and she was over in the Aziris. Why doesn't he paskin that if a person was actually a Nazir and then they did Sheila afterwards, they should certainly get Makas Mardis because they were over Bishas Maisa? So says the Klichemda, which in early news daiti bazeh. B'chori yipali b'emes that would v'ha. Near the Tanakam, it's really like true legamri. In this case, in the Tosefta, Tanakama holds Tuah Legamrei, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get Malkus. Again, that's the case of Mishanadar Benazir Rishasi Yain, Timei LeMesim, and then they went for a She'ela. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's Malkus, and the Tanakama says there's not. And also in the case of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah where the husband was made for the nether, she thought she was being over. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Makas Mardis. And the Tanakhama says, no Makas, because she wasn't really over. She only thought she was. So the kasha is that we have a Sugin Menachas. What's the Sugin Menachas? That if you have an animal in the base of Mikdash, and the first animal, the Kohen Shechet, is a Kusha. Kusha b'nei ma'am, it's skinny. And then after they shechted the skinny one, they shechted a nice fat one. So the question is, and they only found out that the first one was kusha b'nei, they only found out there was a problem with the first one after shechting the second one. Question is, basar machshavta was linam, and this person had kavana sisir. Meaning this person had kavana the shecht after they'd already shechted the the kusha, and they didn't they shechted the shemaina. But as far as they were concerned, it wasn't necessary to shecht the shemaina. And they didn't know that. Meaning like this, let's see the Gemara. Sheshechat shtei chatal shat sibur. One slaughtered two chatas offerings on Shabbos, and he only needs one. So the Gemara says he's chayiv on the second one, patur on the first one. Vafilin is kapilo b'shnia, and if the atonement is affected through the second animal, the blood of the first animal spilled, whatever. So still, since b'shas ma'is, it wasn't necessary to shech the second one. Over when they shecht the second one, And even if the first animal was found to be lean, before the second one was slaughtered. Because once you brought the Kusha, so this Kusha is valid, so there's no reason to bring the second one, even though the Shemen is better. So the Gemara, did Rabbi really say this? Didn't Rabbi say, oh, the person had two chatos. One was Shemena, one was Kusha. He shechted the Shemena, he shechted the fat one, and then the Kusha, he's chayiv, because there's no reason to bring the Kusha. Kusha, v'chakach Shemena, but if he slaughtered the lean one first, and then the fat one, he's pater. Not only that, now if he slaughters the lean one and then the fat one, is he pater, but we say bring the fat one. So you see that he should bring the second one. So how can Rabbi say that he's chayiv for the second one? So the Gemara says, okay, Sami Kusha Mikamaisa, delete the lean animal from Rabbi's first teaching. Don't bring that case. Or the first one was Rabbi Yami. So we stick with the fact that Rabbi holds that if you have two chatos, once you bring the Kusha, then afterwards you should bring, if you brought the Shemen, he's not chayiv, and we tell him to bring the Shemen. So now the Gemara, that's when you knew the first animal was a Kusha. But let's say you didn't know the first animal was a Kusha. Nimtis Rishona Kusha Memeayin. Only after the slaughter of the second animal, what's the law? Do we go Basar is Machshava? And he had Kavanas Isser? Because he didn't realize when he shechted the second one that the first one was no good. So he was intending to shecht the second one even though it wasn't necessary. What does it mean, Lissura Kamachavi? Rashi says, Lav Dafka. He shagged. He thinks it's Mutter. But his Kavanas for a Shechita Asur, not that he intends to be over an Isser. But his kavana is for a shchita, which is asur without him knowing it. But his kavana is, so do we follow his machshava, which is for a shchita asura, or do we follow his maisa, because it turns out that the first one was a kusha. So Ravashi says, this is the machlokas Rabban Rava, that if someone heard that a child was drowning in the sea and he spread his net to bring up fish, and he brought up only fish, he's chayiv. But if, because he's hunting, he's tzeda. But if he intended to bring up fish, so if, again, Shamash Yitav HaTinuk Bona Paratz Mitzvah Lalas Dagim, but he spread his net to bring up fish, the Hela Dagim, he brought up only fish, he's Chayiv. Because now he sees Chayiv B'Mesiv. But if he intended to bring up fish, and he brought up fish and the child, Rabbi says chayiv, Rabbi says pater. Why does Rabbi say chayiv? Because his intention was to bring up fish, and he brought up fish. He's chayiv. Rabbi says he's pater, because self. He saved the child. So he heard about it. He knew there was a tinok, so his kavanah is for a tinok. Therefore, he's pater because his mind was saving the child. Therefore, this is pikuach nefesh. But if he hadn't heard about the child, he'd be chayiv. Because he had forbidden intent. So you see that you follow machshavto, not ma'aseh. So if you follow machshavto, then why do we... that would explain... The halacha of nimtzis harishon kushiv meimayim now. The baser machshavta was lean. According to this, we follow the machshava because he thought that he was doing a shechita asura. Here also, he thought that he was doing an isser here, and then we ended up not doing an isser. But we follow machshavta. The kulyan we follow machshavta, even according to Rava. And the Gemara says in Ikud Amri. That it's a machlokas between Rav and Rava. And that in a case where a person heard that a child is drowning in the sea and he spread up his net to bring up the fish, and he brought up only fish, he's chayiv for Chilul Shabbos. If he intended to bring up fish, and he brought up a child and a fish, Ravis is pater. Ravis is chayiv, Ravis is pater. Because Zil Basar Maisav. And Ravis is chayiv. Gezeel baser machshavta. So in this case, Rabbi holds when he heard that there was a tinok tovei b'yam, and then he spread out his net, lahalos dug him, and then the child came up. So here, Rabbi, according to this mahalach, Rabbi says he's pater. Because Yil Basar Maisav, his Maisav is Beseder. Rabbi says Chayav, because Yil Basar Machshavto, you go after his intent, and his intent was to fish. And according to the first way of the Gemara, it's talking about a case, the only reason Rabbi says Chayav is because his das is on the Tinok. And since his das is on the tinok, so his machshav is okay. But if his machshav would be on the dagim, even Rabbi would say chayiv, because you go pogol baser machshavta. So according to the first mahalach in the Gemara, in the case of nimsei sarishon klusha b'bnei me'ayim, when it's found to be lean after the slaughter of the second animal, since his machshava was for a shechita asura, he's chayiv. It's like we have with Rabbi and Rava, that they both hold to call baser machshavto. And a different version of Ravashi's response is that's the point of the dispute of Rabbi and Rava. That Rava says zil baser machshavto, and Rava says zil baser maisiv. That's what Rabbeinu brings down over here. That how could it be? But the Tanakhama says Patur Lagamre, when the woman has intent to do Isser, look at the Sugi in Menachas. Since the Rishon is Chushim Me'ayim, Vayodea Mize. And the Tzadus of Achilish Chalashim, the Kolkom came to the Yoda Mize. She had Rishon is Chushim Me'ayim, Kishazlin Abbasim Achshavto Chayv Chattas. So she's an Aver Gemur Menatorah. The person's Chayv Chattas when he does, when he has a kavanah for shechita asur. Again, he has kavanah to do a shechita. He doesn't know that it's a shechita asur, but he has kavanah to do this shechita. And it wasn't necessary because he didn't know that the first animal was a kusha. And he shechted the second animal, not with intention to wisser. But he wasn't supposed to shecht the second animal based on what he's thinking now, that the first animal wasn't a kusha. So since he had a machshava for isser here, doing improper shechita, he's chayiv, so we go baser machshavta. So we go baser machshavta, then how can we say that the woman who has intention to be over on her naziris, even if the end she wasn't, just like in the end of a hiri, there was no iser. Because you needed to shech the second one. But if the machshava was for iser, so the person's chayiv, so who adin, we should say the same thing. But the issue was kavanah to be over on the iser, she should also be chayavis. So how can the Tanakhama pater elegamre? Even for Makas Mardus. In Emes Sharonikas of Mishnah, Kosev da Raman, Srielai the Rebbe Yehuda, Ino Balachu Kalatanakam, the first Tvarev. Srielai said the Rebbe Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakam. So the Tanakam attacker holds that there's at least Makas Mardus. So it's not Makas Doraisa because the person wasn't over. Because before the Maisa, there was no Avera here. But at least it's Makas Mardus, not the Machshava. In the case of the Mishnah. However, the Mishnah Melech says no. Mishnah Melech says that Rav Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama. So again, how could the Tanakhama, the Gamri Patu, this woman who thinks she's being over an Isser? We're dealing with an Avera Daraisa. And therefore there's a Chiyuv Chatas. So how in the case where she thought she was being over, so you go Basar Machshava, there's an Avera Daraisa. So how then does the Tanakhama hold? How then does the Tanakhama hold? There's not even Makas Mardis. Either person was over in a Doraisa when this woman thought she was being over in her Nazirus, even though she wasn't. But Al Tzermachshava, there should be a Doraisa here. How's there not even Makas Mardis? So the Shita Mekubetzis writes, Hikshem Ara Mabakach. What do you mean you go after the Machshava? Kem Dula Vidis Surah. There's no Isser here. And the person had kavana to eat chaylev, unkosher chaylev, and he ate shim, would he be chayiv? So how can you say that just because basar machshavto, that the person's chayiv if you go basar machshavto? If you intend to eat on kosher and you eat kosher, and you're not chayiv. So how can you say that? If you intend to do an avera and you didn't do an avera, you're chayiv. So he answers, "Lo dami lochol shimon shu hetar gamur." Eating shimon's hetar gamur. Aval hacha, and a din, aval elameim shachayiv, shu yatzi bidei chavasim mekhusha. Here, the tzibur was already yotze with the kusha. Hamashim and mitzvah and amufchar. Shama dechayiv. Shalayel alaviyah. This lashon is a little misurbal. Mitzvah and amufchar, shama dechayiv. What does that mean? Hagoponim, what he seems to be saying is that once they shechted the kusha, they were yotze. Now you're only shechting the shmeinah for mitzvah and amufchar in the mind of the sheikhi. Dechayiv, shalayel alaviyah, but he shouldn't have brought it. He doesn't know that it's Mufra Min Arishon. V'hashta nicha the ma'isi mitinok d'loy shama. My ma'isi now when makes sense that it brings from the case of the tinok. So how can you mean from that case? That case, the person's doing a ma'isi isser when they were mala the dagim with the tino. Since the person's doing a ma'isi isser, how can that be compared to the chusha and the shmena case? In the chusha and the shmena case, in the end, the person wasn't doing a ma'isi isser because bringing the shmena is not an avera. But the person's who saved the baby is mala dagim. So that's mamash and ma'isi isser. So the answer is, now we understand. In both cases, is an isser. So in the case where the person had a machshava to be mala dogim, even though in the end they ended up being mala the baby also, but zil baser machshavta, that they had intention to do an isser and they actually did a ma'aseh isser. And who adin? In the case of the Shechita, when they shechted the Shmeina, they didn't know that it's Min HaMufchar. They had intention to do a Ma'aseh Isser. And it actually is a Ma'aseh Isser, because they were already Yotze with the Kusha. Hashem Kain, a person who had intention to eat on kosher and eat kosher, and then they didn't do a Ma'aseh Isser, because they ended up eating kosher. That's the Shechita Mekubetzis. Rav Midvar Vakadoshim, di lab, by a Ma'aseh Isser, so if not for the fact that it was a ma'ase iser, a chiyuv wouldn't be shaykh. Rak b'chusha came to rak mishum etzman amufchar and came to the other shizayim amufchar ma'ase iser gamkin. Only in the Kushikates is a Maisa Isser. But not in the a guy who intended to eat on kosher and ate kosher. There he's off the hook. Even with a bad machshava, because he intended to, because there was no Maisa Isser. So only chayav there's a Maisa, you have a bad machshava and a Maisa Isser. So first of all, it's dachuk, because Lafia MS, the second one is Mufchar. So it's not a Maisa Isser, it's a mitzvah lechatchila. How can you say it's a Maisa Isser? The mitzvah lechatchila to bring the shemaina. Not only that, but if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, you see that he says that the first one was a kusha, it was mamish, it didn't have chaylev laktara, so it wasn't kosher at all. It wasn't yotzei at all with the first one. The Rambam also says that the first one was a treifa. So the second one, your mamish yotzei, the second one is not a maisa at all. The first one was a treifa. And the machlokes is that the man deomer is lino baser machshavto. The guy's chayv chatas, and it's a verishish bakaris. B'mezid. Even though b'emes, the shchitas shishni was mukhrachas. K'imit shenimsis harishon atreifa b'nei me'ayim. So if you go after the machshava, then you're chayv on the, for shechting the shmein, even though the first one was no good at all. So there was no ma'isa isur, and yet you're still chayv on the machshava. Why would she be chayv in the shmeina? You're not chayv when you think to eat on kosher and you ate kosher. So here you're thinking to eat on kosher, i.e. you're thinking to bring an animal that's you don't have to bring, but it turns out you had to bring it. So why should you be chayv? There's no ma'aseh iser. And just like when you think you're eating on kosher and you're not eating on kosher, you're also not chayv. So here it's like eating, you thought you were eating on kosher, you thought you were bringing an animal you didn't have to bring, but you really did have to bring it. So why is he chayv if you go basim achshavta? So it says Rabbeinu, l'tarit zetzarech lemar, deni deniten Shabbos litchas b'mikdash. It's true that Shabbos is given over to be nitcha in the mikdash. Nevertheless, v'minitz rishana treifa. When the first one's a treifa, you have to shech the second one. Nevertheless, if you don't know it, and you thought that you're not supposed to be derech Shabbos, it's a ma'aseh iser. Like hella dogim betinaik. Because hella dogim betinaik, you're doing a ma'aseh iser when you bring up the dogim. So too, from the tchuya betzibur, but it's still a shame psul. Because it's only mikor tchuya. So, who adin hocha, yesh lemakim. Into we get a ma'aseh deheter. In the kodesh manod l'shitreifa lo nitan l'tchais. Because the whole dechias here is very dachuk. It's tchuya. The afagav, the tuma, tchuya b'tzibur, mekom kom shem psulika. So if you didn't know, so you're right, you're allowed to be derech Shabbos in the Mikdash, and if the first one was found to be a treifa, you would have to have shechted the second one. But if you don't know, and you thought that you don't have to be derech Shabbos, this is a ma'aseh iser. Because it's not so geshmak to be derech Shabbos in the Mikdash at all. Menachem Nami, you're allowed to. But you're only allowed to if you're really doing the right thing, and you think you're doing the right thing, but this person doesn't think he's doing the right thing. It's not a ma'aseh heter, because kozmanship, we don't know that it's a treifa. Lo nitan litchos. Have we gathered ma'aseh this or the mandar mazin of brasim achshavta have averish ish bakaris b'darais v'shav b'chayav chatas. Here it's not so geshmak in the first place to be doichev. So we're ready doichev, but you're only allowed to be doichev if you think you're doing the correct action. This person thinks he's doing an incorrect action. He thinks that the first animal was good, and now he's shechting another one. So in his mind, he's not doing an iser, but in his mind, he's doing something which, again, he thinks he's allowed to do it, but the metzius that he has in his mind that he's allowed to do it is really not allowed to do it, because he thinks that it's. That first animal was a good shechita. If he thinks that the first animal was valid, the first shechita was valid, he thinks he's allowed to be shechting the second animal, but he was really not, if he was correct in his assessment of the situation. So therefore, since anyway it appears that the chukah that were derech Shabbos in the Mikdash, in such a case where in his mind he shouldn't have been shechting this animal, why shouldn't he be shechting this animal in his mind? Because in his mind, the first shechita was a good shechita. So what are you shechting the second animal for? So he mistakenly thinks that you can shech the second animal if the first animal was a good shechita. And in fact, you can't. So therefore, you have this false narrative, this false machshava. Therefore, we consider this a ma'ase iser. In Memela, you follow Basim Machshavta Yischayev. So you can't say it's heter gamor, shechting the shmeina. No, it's not heter gamor at all. Heter gamor is eating kosher. That's heter gamor. When you thought you were eating on kosher, that's heter gamor, this mice. But if he's malo the dogim and the tinok, that's not heter gamor. It's an iser vat because he's malo the dogim. Sees a machshavas iser, and he also is doing an iser by being malo the dogim together with the tinok. And here also, he has a machshavas iser, this guy, because he thinks that the first shechita was a good shechita. And therefore, since we're dealing with a case where he's doing a shechita in the mikdash, at Shabbos, he's shechting on Shabbos, we also call this a ma'ase iser. In order for it to be a ma'ase heter, it needs to be 100% that in his mind he's actually doing heter, in his mind here he's not. Because in his mind he's shechting after a kosher animal is already shechted. A valid animal is already shechted. So since in his mind it's not heter, so this isn't considered a ma'ase heter. Big fiddish, but that's what Rabbeinu says. So now we get to the case of the woman. Shenadra ben Nazir. Ba'ala hefer lav hi lo yada b'zeh. So here there's no ma'ase iser at all. Lefi emes. Right? Lefi emes, there's no ma'ase iser because she wasn't a Nazira. Or somebody show a lachacham after being over on the Naziris in the neder. So that's no better than imtzei strefa b'nei me'ayim. Ma'an dar rav zlina basar machshav. It's a chi of karis. Because here, b'shas ma'ase, the person was being over an iser, and they thought they were being over an iser. So it's true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that in both cases, chayav makas maradis de rabbanan. But we can say, that's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. Who holds, d'arishan miskavin is aser. If he holds d'arishan miskavin is aser, means he doesn't follow the kavana. He follows the ma'ase. And therefore he holds, all you get is makas to Rabbanan, in order that she doesn't accustom herself to doing a surah. She thought that she didn't know that her husband was Mayfair. She was over, makas maritis. Person is in Nazir and they're over, and then afterwards they're shalal, but shas maisa, they're doing an aveira, they're doing something wrong. You don't want to be marga the person who is Nisir, so makas maritis, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So in either case, there's an Issa Daraisa, because we go after the mice and there's no mice Issa. We don't want to give Marga the person in Issa, and therefore give the Makas Maradis to Rabbanah. Mashain Kain, La Halacha, we pass him like Rav Shimon, Dev Shein Miskavin Mutter, which means a person does an act and he doesn't intend to do the Avera. It's permitted. Why? Because in his mind, he's not doing an Avera. So we do assign value to the Machshav. Even if we say the Rama passing is the halacha that we follow ma'isav, and a person not chayv on machshava, and machshava is not chayv kares, in the Torah, nevertheless, we can say the Rama is moide, that it's an isur Torah. That on machshava, there's an isur Torah. A person has a bad machshava. And therefore, there's no makas mardus. So in other Surah Torah, we don't have Malkus. You also don't get Malkus to Rabban. So it's like this. The Rambam didn't copy Rabbi Yehuda. He only copied Rabbi Yehuda. Because there, all there is a machshava disur. If all there is a machshava sisur, and not a maisa sisur. So you get makas mardis. Because there's no maisa sisur. All there is a machshava sisur, but there's no maisa sisur. And there's no maisa sisur. So you're not over in a Doraisa. However, in the case of Nazir Shinishal Chacham, the other Ramam holds that it's more Chama. And it's an Isra Torah. Why is it an Isra Torah? Because the person thought to do a Maisa Isser was actually doing a Maisa Isser. So there it's because, and afterwards they uprooted it. B'shas Maisa, they thought they were doing a Maisa Isser, and it was a Maisa Isser. And even though they uprooted it afterwards, it's still a Daraisa. The Rambam is mitchashev machshava. The machshava is chashav. So here the machshava was a machshava, machshava is Isser. So what about the Maisa? It turns out, I'm afraid the Maisa was an Aser, but in the meantime it was. In the meantime it was a Maisa and it was a Machshava Isser. So therefore the Rambam there says it's Aser Doraisa and Makas Mardis isn't enough. That's why the Rambam doesn't pass the Makas Mardis. But in the other case, in the case where the woman thought she was in a zero and wasn't there, there was no Maisa Isser in the first place. There, the Rambam gave her Makas Mardis because there was no Maisa Isser. Here, the Shas Maisa, there was a Maisa Isser. Therefore, there's going to be an Isser Doraisa according to the Rambam. Makas Mardis isn't enough. And Yesh Lachriach came, the Chitas HaRambam. It's not because it's Kilei, not because it's more Kal that a person doesn't get Makas Mardis, because that's her Rebbe of Shabbos, that's her Rambam. That he says, you go Basar Machshavta. So if the Rambam really holds that you go Basar Machshavto, so you can't say that Nazir, Nishal HaChacham, there's no Isser at all. And Makas Mardis isn't Shaykh. What do you mean? He says, you go Basar Machshavto? What's Machshavto? This person thought that they were doing an Isser. So afterwards they uprooted it, but they thought they were doing an Isser. How do you say there's no Makas Mardis? The answer is because it's so chamer, because B'shas Maisa, there was also a Maisa Isser. And there was a Machshava Isser. So therefore, it's too chamer. It's even going to be a Doraisa. And therefore, Makas Mardis isn't enough. And Shankin, when it comes to the woman who didn't do a Maisa Isser, she, because her husband had been Mefer, all there was a Machshava. So there, Makas Mardis is enough. There you give her Makas Mardis. Can't give her Malkas Doraisa because there was no Maisa Isser. Because her husband had been Mefer. At least you can give Makas Mardis. Because she thought she was being over on an Isser, so for that you give her Makas Mardis. But in the case where B'shas Maisa the person was actually over the Yisr, here it's Mamash and Yisr Doraisa, so Makas Mardis isn't enough. Okay, so there's still a lot more to say, and Mirtz Hashem, and next year, we're going to go back, Chazer, a little bit of what we did now, and then go further. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. And it's important to note, before we conclude, that we still haven't answered the kasha from the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh says that the brothers intended to do bad, but it ended up being good, so everything is cool. Mapitom, when you intend to do Isser, that you can't say there's nothing Medine Shamayim. But you're totally off the hook, Medine Shamayim. How can that be? Person had a machshava l'ra. We see in the Gemara that if somebody's miskaven lechol b'sar chazir v'lechol b'sar tleh, they need kapar and slicha. Mazir chav gimel. So we still have mizal that Rambam, that Aruch Haim HaKadosh. And Amir Tashem, we will see the flaws in the Torah. Hashem, so please stay tuned.